To the editor. The passing of Ralph Deagle, a figure of admiration and respect, has brought profound sadness and sorrow to the entire community. A gentleman widely known and cherished, not only for his achievements in business but also for his fairness, integrity, and source of inspiration. His loss will be deeply felt by many. The community mourns his departure and extends heartfelt condolences to his family, friends, and colleagues during this difficult time. Ralph served his country, his hometown, and his family with love, devotion, and distinction. We came to know him as a remarkable individual of considerable parts, a family man, a veteran, a staunch contributor with a deep sense of social responsibility. See, Mr. Downtown Passes. Read Ralph's obituary here. Born in West Ferris, he was proud of his country, its institutions, and its veterans. Knowing Ralph, it was a reserved and quiet pride best expressed in service to others. In his youth, he demonstrated an independence that would define him throughout his journey. Each morning at daybreak he hopped on his bike and headed for the CNR station to pick up 125 Toronto Star newspapers. His paper route started at the gateway along Campbell Avenue as far as Sunset Park. On weekends he biked to Quint's home in Corbeil selling them to tourists. His wartime service shaped his character and fueled his desire to build on that memorable epic. Ralph exemplified the essence of service. A Main Street fixture, scoutmaster, lifelong musician, legionnaire extraordinaire, veteran, comrade, trumpet player on both solemn occasions and joyous events, father, friend, and neighbor, the list is endless. By any measure, Ralph identified as a solid citizen, a mainstay in our community, bringing an unwavering commitment everywhere he ventured. He was no quitter, steadfastly committed for the long haul, consistently pulling more than his weight. His public service was notable and varied, holding many offices of distinction. At McKay Homes, he volunteered so that low-income seniors could enjoy a roof over their heads at rent they could afford. In the Rotary Club, he stood out as a stalwart for 67 years. An incredible milestone. In club service projects, his strengths were his amiable personality, meeting people, providing encouragement, and working with others for common purposes to get results. In Rotary, he excelled on all fronts. He organized Rotary Tag Day and respectfully conducted the yearly Remembrance Day ceremony together with the Legion Color Party. A fond Rotary moment featured the incomparable duo of pianist Ann Dicker and Ralph making musical selections. He would lead singing at the regular Monday noon meetings and explode with excitement whenever the word shoes came up in the lyrics. What more can be said about Main Street and Deagon's? An institution anchoring the downtown since the 19th century. North Bay's oldest respected name in merchandising. A shop selling stylish shoes and varied footwear, and a skater's paradise that Ralph nurtured. But more than that, it became a friendly space, a vibrant hub with a welcoming bonhomie. I witnessed an act of kindness and generosity. A customer came in looking for boots. Ralph fitted him with a pair. At the counter, the customer said he only had $25. Unperturbed, Ralph wrapped up the shoes in a box and presented them to the young man without charge. Ralph enjoyed an unmatched period of service and dedication to the Salvation Army. Since leaving the Navy, he proudly played his trumpet for the Army Band to support its activities and annual kettle drive. A life filled with music, emanating from his favorite instrument, the trumpet. His commitment to the Salvation Army had its roots in the Navy. I can remember how good they were to the servicemen, and I've never forgotten it, said Ralph. Wouldn't it be a dull life without music? Music brings out the best in everybody and brings back memories. Red Shield campaigns and the Christmas musical kettles were among the annual crusades he spearheaded with fellow musicians. His humility and dedication shine brightly, and his service was not for personal recognition but rather about contributing to a greater cause. His dedication to Royal Canadian Legion Branch 23 is legendary. He can only be described as a dynamic force promoting its objects, sessions, and ceremonies, contributing enthusiastically to its livelihood. He stood out among the town's most familiar faces, a man of honor affectionately acknowledged as a North Bay treasure. Celebrated for his volunteer engagement, community initiatives, or simply lending a helping hand to those in need, he left an indelible mark in the hearts of fellow residents. A role model, reminding us of the profound impact individuals can have when they dedicate themselves to the service of others. A significant player in the public square, he left a positive and lasting impression on those who knew him. Remembering his calm, steady, and thoughtful approach to life is a wonderful way to honor his memory. A remarkable man in every aspect of his being, Ralph Deagle's legacy resonates deeply with those who knew him and what meant most to him, his country, his hometown, and his family. Nestor Prisco, North Bay.